NPR and the Center for Public Integrity are doing a series of stories on failures to enforce the Clean Air Act amendments of the early 1990s. In one report, the media partnership disclosed that the EPA keeps a list of more than 400 U.S. sites that may be chronic or serious violators of the air pollution law and didn't get the attention of regulators within 9 months. The 20 Wisconsin sites on the list include companies in the forest products industry, foundries, chemical coating firms, and a few power plants, though fixes are underway or done at two of those plants. Jennifer Fireherm is with the Sierra Club in Madison. She says some of the sites could threaten the public.
Whether it's fine particulate matter or the precursors to that, when a facility is putting out air toxics, we regulate those because they cause cancer and other ill health effects. That's why we're regulating. So having facilities that have been routinely bad offenders and that no one has taken enforcement action against does pose a threat to public health.
Fireherm says she's especially dismayed that a state-owned power plant at the Waupun prison has caught the EPA's eye.
It is egregious that our state government would be on EPA's high-priority watch list.
Environmentalists began asking the state to clean up a number of state and university-owned power plants during the Doyle administration. Fireherm says Governor Walker's team decided only to replace one of three old boilers at Waupun. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.